Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Robbie McDonough from Crestwood Equity Partners.
My name is Robbie McDonough. I'm the Vice President of Land and Government Relations at Crestwood Equity Partners.
So you're out in Mandaree, North Dakota. Talk to me about what happened today in Mandaree, North Dakota.
Well, it was a beautiful day weather-wise, and we had an event, a Mandaree Feed and Special Announcement that was hosted by Crestwood, where we announced the kickoff of a capital campaign for a new Head Start facility there in Mandaree, and we made the lead naming rights gift of $1 million to the tribe in order to support that project. Additionally, we'll be committing our corporate resources and relationships to raise any additional funds that are necessary to get the building built.
So are you guys the facilitators? Are you guys the big money donors? Explain to me kind of what your company is in terms of, you know, how people can help out.
Yeah, so we are we're both. We are the lead gift. Like I said, we gave $1 million, and the building will be called the Crestwood McGinnishta Center, which in Hidatsa, McGinnishta means children. So it's the Crestwood Children's Center. But we will be reaching out to others to encourage them to give to the facility. And actually, if you want my email, I'll give you my email so you can have folks email me directly, and if they're interested in giving, we're absolutely interested in the public being a part of this. So we'll be looking for, you know, probably somewhere between 200,000 and a half million more to get the building built, and we'll be looking to open it fall of 2017. So we'll be breaking ground here very shortly.
So go ahead and give me that contact info. How can somebody reach out to you to find out more information?
Yeah, if they're looking to email us to find out more information, first I would tell them to go to our website, www.crestwoodlp.com, and they can find all of our contact information there, and they can email me personally. It's a long email though, but it's Robbie McDonough@crestwoodlp.com.
Robbie McDonough at CrestwoodLP.com. So tell us a little bit about Crestwood. What is it that you guys are doing out in the Bakken?
Yeah, so we're a midstream pipeline company. You know, our tagline for our company is Connections for America's Energy. And we start at the wellhead, and we pipeline that crude, that natural gas, back to the big interstate takeaway pipelines so that product can get to market. We also have the largest crude by rail facility in Epping, North Dakota, as well as a trucking operation at Watford City. But our operations aren't limited to North Dakota. We're also located in 37 states across the nation.
So why Mandaree? What's the affiliation or the relationship with Mandaree?
On the reservation, on Fort Berthold, our pipeline system here in North Dakota, our gathering system, is 100% in the west segment, or the Mandaree segment. So we felt that that's a particular community that we wanted to get back to because we have such a concentration of operations there. It's a corporate pillar of ours that we give back to the communities where we operate and where our employees live. And so that was the driver there.
And my understanding is you guys didn't really quite do a press release as much of a pressed food feed. Talk to me about the day of events.
Yeah, so it's traditional on the reservation. You'll celebrate with a feed. And so we decided that the best way for us to get word out and to make this announcement was to invite the community, since this is going to be the community's building, and this is going to be where their children, their future leaders, start their education. We felt that inviting the community, you know, under the big tent, where we could all break bread together, have a meal, and make this exciting announcement was the best way to get the word out.
So one of the arguments we've made on this show is really, you know, the program, the weekend program we have, and the column I do for the Bismarck Tribune is actually called Building the Bakken. And I look at this as a prime example of how energy and energy companies and service companies really do help build communities. Would you agree with that, or just kind of, I guess, elaborate on that, my statement, if you would?
I couldn't agree more. It's undeniable the economic impact that the industry has had on North Dakota, but in this case, specifically the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. We not only bring, opportunities for new revenue streams for governments and for individual landowners, but we also bring our generosity with us as well. And this is just one example of many. I mean, you go down the list of all the companies in the Bakken, and you will find one project after another of the generosity that our industry has. And, we don't want to keep that. We don't want to, be outsiders. We want to be a part of the community. We want to bet ourselves. And, really, this building is a statement to North Dakota and, to the people of MHA Nation, and particularly to Vanpree, that, we're not here for short term. We're going to go through the booms, through the busts. We're still going to be here because we got work to do. And this is the community that we're invested in.
And that's the one thing that I've always found, call it different, if you would, about the energy companies and the energy service companies, is they like to make their mark with things that are going to stick around for a long time, as opposed to maybe sponsoring, a local sports tournament or a band coming to town. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's really, as I travel across the Bakken, what I've seen, and I'll even call it down in Buffalo, South Dakota, to where you've got community centers that are either built or the capital campaigns are really put out by these oil and gas companies. And like you've mentioned, you go up and down the Bakken and see all these different parts. How are all these different projects that have been, co-sponsored and co-campaigned? A very long-winded way to just ask you about the question, how important do you think a building like this is during the downturn in the economy and oil prices?
We think it's a critical statement. We think that, by no means do we want to downplay the seriousness of the downturn. Certainly Crestwood, like all of the companies, have taken austerity measures to, respond to the downturn. But we have a longer term view, and I believe all the companies have a longer term view. That the folks that have been in this business for any reasonable amount of time understand that these things come and go, and the way the view that we've looked at this is we're going to be here for a long time, and we're not parachuting in and then bailing out. That's not Crestwood's way. So and really that's not the way of the industry. We're going to invest. We're going to put our roots in the ground, and so this should be a statement to those folks who are worried that this isn't going to last, and that we're going to be gone tomorrow, and we're going to leave a negative legacy behind. We're not. We're here. We're here to stay.
To listen to the full-length interview with Robbie McDonough from Crestwood Equity Partners, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.